A court in Cairo today refused to grant a new trial to an opponent of Egypt's government. Ayman Nour is a longtime critic of Hosni Mubarak and ran against him in last year's presidential election, finishing second. Soon after, Nour was sent to prison, found guilty of election fraud, and sentenced to 5 years. His case has complicated American relations with Egypt and raised questions about whether Egypt is serious about pushing for democratic reform. Joining me to talk about today's ruling is Scott McCloud. He is the Middle East correspondent for Time magazine and joins me on the line from Cairo. Hello.
Hello.
And what are the implications of today's ruling?
Well, it's a pretty bad signal that the government here is sending to the Egyptian people and to the rest of the world, and especially to Washington, I suppose, about the progress of democracy in Egypt. The Ayman Nour case had become a high-profile test case for democracy. He ran against President Mubarak and came in second, but he was imprisoned for a very harsh 5-year sentence on charges of forging signatures in the formation of his political party. And most observers believe that the system, the judicial system that convicted him, was very flawed and that this was a politically motivated trial. Well, of course, the government denies that.
Well, does the government have a case? As you say, the charges don't seem to fit the punishment, but could he have done this?
The trial was flawed. The judiciary here is in great measure controlled by the state. The judge that had tried his case was the same one that had tried the case of Saadeddine Ibrahim, the American-Egyptian professor who was jailed in a similar kind of case about 5 or 6 years ago. And very few people believe that this was a fair trial. And then on top of that, to have such a harsh sentence, it seemed more than coincidental that this was happening to the one young political party leader who was standing up and making the most dynamic challenge to the sitting president.
Nour won only a small fraction of the vote in last year's presidential election. Why has the government, in a sense, singled him out, apparently, made him a target? Because he was that dynamic?
If they did single him out, it might have been for a few reasons. One is, I think the regime here likes to have the rest of the world and even the Egyptian public see that there is a choice between the sitting regime or the Islamic fundamentalists. And Nour was neither. He's not a fundamentalist. He's more of a pro-Western liberal, if anything. And that kind of encroaches on the government's ideological territory. So I think that they wanted to make sure that no party could suddenly emerge to challenge the ruling regime in a way that might be acceptable to the West and to many Egyptians. And I think that they also may have been out to punish Nour personally, because he launched a rather vicious campaign against the president personally, President Mubarak. And this has just never been done in Egypt before,
Scott,
go from Aswan to Alexandria on a campaign.
Scott, thank you very much. We're just running out of time here. Scott McCloud is the Middle East correspondent for Time magazine, joining us on the phone from Cairo. This is NPR News.